To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. WEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the baseball playoffs have been rolling since the Red Sox exited. The Blue Jays got a much-needed win. They put up 13 runs on 18 hits. They beat the Mariners 13-4 in Game 3. So the Mariners now have a 2-1 series lead as they head into tonight's Game 4.
Think the Blue Jays come back?
Not in the series, no. I don't think they win the series.
Me neither.
So it'll be Blue Jays Mariners tonight at 8:33 p.m. 8:33 p.m. first pitch on FS1. Nothing says ALCS like 8:33 on FS1.
No, baseball. And the NLCS is one on TBS. How come they couldn't get a good TV deal championship series?
Fox can't get the ALCS. They're like, don't put it on FS1.
FS1.
What are they airing on Fox tonight?
What, Chicago Fire on tonight?
Maybe Chicago PD.
Chicago Nursing School. Chicago Med.
Chicago Law.
Yeah. Could be any one of those.
Chicago Vet. They don't have a lot of vet shows.
Rob Manfred, just what a job he's done. Between the Apple TV games that no one can even see and gets angry about, and now this. 8:33 on FS1.
Good. So it'll be Max Scherzer for the Jays opposite Luis Castillo. At 6:08, at 6:08 on TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
Oh, all of them.
They got it all covered.
Okay,
if you have one of those, you can take in Game 3 of the NLCS between the Dodgers and the Brewers. LA, a commanding, some are saying, 2-0 lead. They will send Tyler Glasnow to the hill opposite. Undecided.
Nice.
Milwaukee's been, for a team that they've was supposed to run the table here.
They've been like the best team in baseball for months. And they're still undecided? Guys.
Undecided. Games at 6.
6:08 on True TV. You better decide soon. Figure it out.
So what is that? A 3 o'clock local time out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
3 in the afternoon out in L.A.? Yeah. Nice. Good stuff.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for
Grab Bag.
All right, the Boston Bruins will drop the puck on a 3-game road trip starting tonight, 10 o'clock sharp.
Woo.
So, one baseball game will be long over. The other one will probably be 6th inning, 7th inning.
Well, you can go from watching the first game on True TV to the Impractical Jokers and then to the Bruins game.
It's a marathon of Impractical Jokers.
I think you'll be good to go, yeah.
That show sucks, by the way.
You know what? I've seen a few sketches clips that I enjoy.
My sister-in-law likes that show, and there'll be a marathon trapped. It'll be the day after Thanksgiving, the TV will be on, and it'll be one episode after the other, and she knows all their names. She's like, oh my God. She's like, oh, that Jonathan, he and Stuart. I'm like, what? I go, they're just talking to each other, making each other do dumb stuff.
Yeah, some of them are funny.
Order an extra small coffee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They don't even serve that there. I'm like, this show sucks.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, right. That's really what Carl Havoc, way better than this show. It is like, what if Jackass was horrible?
Did you have a whole rant about coffee sizes?
I did. But I didn't have somebody in my ear telling me what size to order and then trying to punk the people working behind it. Yeah. I can't say. Did one of those guys get canceled too?
Oh, I don't know.
I think one of them might have got a soft cancel.
One of them did.
Oh, one of the Impractical Jokers.
I think one of them might have had a Bill Belichick eye for younger talent.
Too practical.
As it were.
Okay.
Yo, no. Yeah, maybe. Well, no.
No, too impractical.
Yeah, correct.
He took the name too literally. Yeah.
All right, so the Bruins got the Golden Knights tonight at 10. They got Colorado Saturday night at 9. And then our first look at the Utah Mammoth. Sunday at 7. What's the record going to be on this three-game trip?
This feels like an ofer. Does it not?
Oh, you think it's ofer?
Feels like a goose.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore. Yeah,
I think they salvage a point. I think they get a point in the Utah game.
They started by just raging balls
in Vegas
for 3 days.
Did you guys see that Utah has a mascot now? They got Tusky?
Tusky the Mammoth?
Yep, Tusky the Mammoth. He's a blue mohawk.
What?
Yeah, he's a blue mohawk.
Terp, can we get a look at him if you get a chance?
Yeah, please. I'd love
to. If you're listening back there.
I didn't know this was a thing.
His name is Tusky?
Tusky, yep.
Does he stay in the stands or does he skate around a little bit?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope he just unveiled it, I think.
I hope he laces up the skates.
Could his first game be against the Bruins? What a thrill that'd be.
Throws on a bucket.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. He covers up the lettuce. Apparently, I heard that was a blue mohawk, but he covers that up under the bucket.
It could flow under, though, a little bit.
Yeah, you get a little flow out the back. Yeah.
It's hockey hair.
Yeah,
take a look at that.
Grabs a twig and gets out on the ice.
There's a video of him being unveiled by coming out of an ice block and skating around.
Oh, that's cool.
So he skates.
He does.
They gotta skate.
We got our
You're
answer.
Not a hockey mascot if you don't skate around.
Out of an ice block, though. That's a good idea.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That was like when WWE had a giant egg for months and months and months, and then they cracked it open, and it was the gobbledygooker, who was a giant turkey who tried to wrestle a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't one of their better gimmicks.
Nice.
There's the bees. Yeah.
Let me tell you, people, the Impractical Jokers heads are
people
out there.
Like Impractical Jokers? Get out of here.
Text line.
No,
Twitch,
it stinks.
Twitch chat said it was good, but it grew stale.
Well, what are they
by season 7,
19?
It was just not. Oh, my God.
That's Tusky?
Tusky's incredible.
Oh, that is good.
Is
good. Look at those tusks.
Huge tusks.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEI or on YouTube.
He even has a blue hue to his fur.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Dark blue mohawk.
That is like
jet black eyes.
That is like a meaner Snuffleupagus is what that is.
Softer trunk than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that guy. Oh, he's got his hands in a fist. He's pissed.
Those are mad eyes. Those are angry eyes.
Would you update your top five mascots to include Tusky?
I might.
Yeah, you might have to.
You might have to.
Wow. Wow.
Somebody
that Shive in his sex gear. Shive's ready for his honeymoon. Comes out as Tusky. Think it's go time.
Like, oh my God. Those tusks are gonna do something. I'm not sure what, but they're gonna do something.
Here we go. Here's another these impractical joker heads. The show was hilarious, and it was Joe that left. Brian, Sal, and James are still doing it. It was better before COVID.
COVID ruined it.
They all had to wear masks. The show got really political. Stopped watching Practical Jokers. It does. You'd be like, you'd have a game on for the March Madness, right? You're like, go over to True TV because I got to make sure Kansas covers.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's just a wall-to-wall in Practical Jokers. You guys have any other shows?
All right. Well, yeah. Stand up. The Impractical Jokers people out there, stand up.
No, thanks. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm the best Grab. Grab that.
I just like the idea that COVID ruined them.
Brad Joker's great show pre-COVID.
Now, 12 seasons of a show.
12 seasons?
12 seasons, 281 episodes, and you still have this hidden camera show that nobody knows who they are. Everybody knows who the Impractical Jokers are.
I mean, I don't know their names like my sister-in-law, but I'd be able to spot one of them. If you walk down the hallway, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the guy from Impractical Jokers.
They're like always in like Central Park, too. It's like they're always in the same spot. So like, yeah.
See that guy giggling to himself? Yeah, that's him. He's an Impractical Joker.
Touching his ear and talking into his lapel.
See the guy constantly going to his ear? See that guy? Keeps asking for directions while he's holding the phone. Yeah, that guy?
That's got to be an Impractical Joker. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
what
Thursday Night Football kicks off week 7 in the NFL tonight.
Uh-huh.
Steelers-Bengals on Prime Video. So you got to queue up Prime,
yep.
HBO Max, FS1, Nessun. The remote's going to get a workout tonight, Jones.
It's true. I like... I like this quarterback matchup tonight. I think it's I believe it's these old guys, these old heads. Second oldest quarterback matchup, Flacco Rodgers. I kind of like it. And I think I'm curious to see if Pittsburgh is as good as advertised. I'm curious to see it. We saw it head-to-head against the Pats. I want to see it again tonight. If they blow doors on Cincinnati, maybe I'll give them some credit.
I don't know. I don't know if Cincinnati would be enough to make me give the Steelers credit for it. It doesn't seem like a real win.
What if they beat them down, though?
They beat them down?
That's what I'm saying.
Like Joe Mazzulla and the coaching staff versus Terp?
Team.
Yeah. Versus Terp and the fellas?
Yeah.
And the ladies?
Cincinnati has two wins. One was with Burrow, but they have two wins.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Grab bag.
All right, Nick was just telling me about there's going to be an upcoming documentary called The Age of Disclosure, it's all about aliens.
Here is a season 13 of Impractical Jokers. Age of Disclosure about aliens, yes?
Yeah, okay. The Age of Disclosure, which, what is this going to be on Prime, Nick?
I think it's Prime, yeah.
All right, this
November?
Yeah. The documentary will reportedly reveal an 80-year global cover-up of non-human intelligent life.
Oh, hell yeah.
With testimony from members of government and intelligence communities.
All right, well, hang on.
What do you mean?
I've heard from some of these communities.
One guy from that History Channel, where he's like, aliens. His hair's all off. He's like, aliens.
Look. Is Lauren Boebert going to tell
us? Lauren Boebert.
Maybe.
Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but okay, if we have government intelligence, great. I've heard plenty from the communities.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what the community's take on it is, but the government intelligence, good. That sounds interesting. Good.
So November 21st on Prime. So we're just outside of a month from learning everything we need to know.
So 4 weeks from now on Thursday Night Football, you and you're scrolling through, you'll know when to look for it.
Pop that on.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, this is exciting news for fight fans as Netflix has announced that they are going to have a big bout coming up.
Oh, is it the one at the White House?
It is not although that apparently is still on. That is on and popping.
Yeah.
On, let's see, November 14th. So Friday, November 14th, 1 week prior to the Alien documentary.
That's a big, big stretch.
Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman. Now, you might remember Anderson Silva from 20 years ago when he was incredible.
Who was the guy on the challenge who was bragging about how he fought against Anderson Silva's kid?
Yeah.
So he's that old where his kid is fighting people now.
He's 50.
Okay.
Anderson Silva is 50 years old. At one time, you could make a case he was the best fighter in the world.
Yeah.
You could make that case.
But that was, you're telling me
that case cannot be made anymore. Okay. You can't do that anymore. That would not be something you would say about him. He hasn't won a fight since 2017.
Oh.
That was 8 years ago. He beat Derek Brunson by unanimous decision.
Okay.
He went on a little bit. So at one point in his MMA record, he was 33-4. He finished 34-11. So that sort of gives you.
That dropped off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had some good fights with Chris Weidman. So at one point, Anderson Silva was like this unbeatable force, and Chris Weidman beat him in back-to-back fights. So I guess they're bringing that back, I guess. I don't know why you'd do that. How old's Weidman? He is 41.
And where is this airing again?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
So this should be better than, like, the Mike Tyson, like, Paul fight?
But I watched,
like,
that. I watched Tyson's ass cheeks. I watched that.
Yeah,
it's quite a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Grab bag.
All right, your horror movie of the day. I'm going to go a little bit of a lighter fare, one of these horror comedies called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. So Shaun of the Dead gets a lot of credit for being like a
Tucker
horror, like spoof kind of thing. It's not like as outlandish as like Scary Movie. It's not like that far afield, but it is. It goes for laughs, and it's good. It's way better than it has any business being.
Okay.
So Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Not Chip and Dale.
Tucker and Dale
okay.
versus Evil.
All right.
That belongs in a
grab bag.
So do you.
Let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Wednesday, October 15th. Was it Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Yeah.
4-for-4 with a home run, 3 runs scored. Was it Alejandro Kirk? 2-for-4 with a home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Andrés Giménez? 3-for-5, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Shane Bieber, 6 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks?
Pretty good.
Or was it George Kirby, 4 innings, 8 earned, 4 Ks?
It's not George Kirby.
Well, he started.
I'll go with Vladdy Jr. He's hitting .464 with 4 homers this postseason.
He's been really
including
good.
The 4-for-4 game last night. It's him.
I think the Jays will trade him.
No.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're going with a former ball player who spent just 8 years in the majors, but he spent time with 4 different clubs. The Montreal Expos, the Texas Rangers, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Seattle Mariners.
Jose Vidro.
No. So it's a bit of a big game for him, big series for him in the ALCS as he played for both teams. Made $15.1 million in his career. Was in the 2000 futures game. He broke into the majors in 2001.
I surmise that.
Was runner-up rookie of the year in 2002.
With who? With Montreal?
With Montreal, and then was done after the 2008 season.
You say what position he played?
He played out.
So it was the salary before the position.
Yeah.
Listen, I like to keep you guys guessing.
Yeah, okay.
He played most of his games in left field, center field, right field, and some first base.
Okay.
So he was an outfielder, first baseman. He, like I said, runner-up for the rookie of the year. Hit 20 home runs that season. A career-high single season of 32 home runs.
I should know this. I was like, I think still going to Expos games at this point.
0-1? 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4.
Sick, bro.
He was 0-1 through 0-4. He was with Montreal. Then he made that transition to the Nationals in 0-5. He double-digit steals twice.
Brad Wilkerson.
He got it!
Oh, I wasn't until you said Nationals. I remember. Yeah. I remember him more with the Nationals
than
the Expos.
Brad Wilkerson.
Nice.
His name was Stephen Bradley Wilkerson.
Yeah,
went by Brad.
Twitch chat and text line both beat me to that. Oh,
he was a memorable player.
I thought that was a good pull.
Hit left, threw left, represented by Scott Boras.
Only $15 million?
Yeah. I don't think Scott Boras puts him on his Wikipedia.
He must have had him opt out. And he
I'm telling you. Boras has made a lot of money for a lot of people, but there's some misses in there.
Not Brad Wilkerson.
You only got $15 million out of Brad Wilkerson?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.